7 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and Robin are here to go through some of the things that some people will think, hopefully, that's the idea behind this program, to have stimulating conversation. I was going to say this being facetious. I love some of the slogans that are used by some of our brethren who are always looking for some word, some catchphrase, something that will embed somehow in your mind a difference between Station A and Station B. Robin's a radio brat, been around. Her father was a very successful talk host in Chicago and in Pittsburgh, and so you grew up around it.
I sure did.
I grew up, and a lot of the people you know are people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of interesting how we got together that way.
Mm-hmm.
Folks that we listen to, you work with, Robin worked with Dick Summer in New York.
No kidding, no, cool.
And he's one of my favorite people.
Yeah. Very neat.
Yeah, and he's one of mine as well.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm. And Roberta's been, we sort of travel a lot in the same circles. Jennifer is a radio brat. Her father, very successful Los Angeles radio guy, and started this business providing cable television channels and stations with
or
radio.
Syndicating talk radio.
Talk radio.
There you go.
Wow.
Ding, ding.
Don't be too fussy with my description.
Not fussy. I was just helping because I know it's
so weird. What is our job here? Richie's the novice. He's the one who fell into radio sort of almost by accident, in a sense, when he came across. When he started, he was working at the network, just had started there,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted a challenge, so he was assigned me. 15 years ago.
Right, yes. Here were the words that came out of my mouth.
A good student of radio.
Here were the words that came out of my mouth. I don't want to turn my life upside down for a radio show. See how well that turned out.
That worked for you.
I don't want to begin it because I was single. I was like, oh man, going to bed at 8 o'clock at night. I don't know about that.
All right.
Hey, so, it's not so bad.
What is our what's our obligation? What do you folks think who are listening? 800-510-8255 to circumstances that present themselves. The reason I gave you the background on all of us, those of you, I mean, you know Jennifer's background for the most part, and I'm just reinforcing it, and now that Robin is here, to have you understand that we all come from this radio perspective. So, there's been so much discussion about the appropriate way to discuss things, given the Rush Limbaugh flap of 2-3 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and you know, was that bad, was it good, you know, everybody's got a different take on it. But in general, I guess I'm going to prejudice the conversation somewhat by my own way of looking at it. When I invite somebody to come on my program, I may agree, I may disagree with points. And we've had some, Richie, I don't know if we've ever had a really, other than that idiot from the church in Kansas, I don't know that over all of my years that I've had an uncomfortable conversation. I mean, you've made it uncomfortable when you talked about when we had Jamie Lee Curtis on.
You commented on her beefy arms.
Right. And then the woman who
was the dietitian.
Right. The woman who
asked how much she weighed.
Right.
And then when she told you she weighed whatever.
150 pounds.
You say, well, obviously you probably had a couple of children. And she's I haven't had any credits.
Lord.
I wasn't disrespectful. That's the point. I mean, I've had
how much backpedaling did you have to give in that one?
I mean, just, you know, keep going.
He's trying, but that was pretty much, and this was like 2 minutes into the conversation of 10 minutes.
You just keep moving.
So the rest of it was just
keep moving.
Boom.
So fatty, tell me about that.
What's interesting is that he has these conversations embedded in his memory that he could just spew them out.
Well, that's because I made promos out of them, and
Richie
wouldn't let him
reinforce them in my mind. So here is Senator Arlen Specter, who has written a book about his 30-plus years in so-called public service, and he's being interviewed by a number of the right-of-center hosts who have a problem with him anyway because he became a Democrat. He was a Republican, and in order to win in Pennsylvania, he had to change his stripes. So he did, and he won, and yada, yada. So the story, it's called Life Among the Cannibals. Now, I wouldn't have this conversation on the air with him because I don't do politics here.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't a great fan of his anyway. Not that that would change whether I did a good job with him or not. I'd hope to do a good job with him based on just trying to find out what really is on his mind. Because, you know, everybody, I wouldn't think that I'd agree with or be happy with or enamored with all the people that come on the program. That isn't why they come here. They come here to tell everybody about their ideas. But I would, and I don't know whether this is falling short of criticizing some of my brethren, and I don't even know that I have to name names, but it bothers me when I see people bringing Spector on, who at this point is 78, 77, 78, 79, you know, he's not as quick as he used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these people are taking Spector, and it's been more demonstrative in this circumstance. I've seen it for a long time, and ripping him around to embarrass him, to corner him. And again, his mind isn't that agile anymore. And so the latest circumstance is Spector being chased around by one of these hosts, and he hung up because Lewis is aggressive. Now, if Donald Trump were being interviewed the same way, he'd love it.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to know who you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got to get a sense of
them. Just makes you look like a jerk.
I think mm-hmm. it does, Richie. That's why I kind of brought it up. I find it problematic. And I mean, everybody's got their own thing. But there's, what did Palin call it? The gotcha question.
Right.
Everybody, or not everybody, scratch it. Some or many, some of us seem to think that's the way to be recognized, to become well known.
Yeah, but when
that's
it gets to the point
school.
When it gets to the point where it appears like you're picking on a senior citizen,
right?
What does that make you look like?
And right. That's the point I'm trying to make here. And
I had this conversation with my son last night about a kid who was in the sixth grade. My son's in the second grade, and a kid's in the sixth grade who said something mean to him the other day. And I said, you know what, buddy? A sixth grader picking on a second grader makes a sixth grader a sissy, a punk.
Yep.
Because that's all he knows he can pick on.
That's
he
right.
wouldn't dare say that to another sixth grader because he knows he would get beat up.
Yeah.
So he tries to pick on a second grader. So even though he's bigger than you and older than you, he's a punk. He's a sissy. So just laugh at him and walk away. And it's the same thing with these guys. They pick on somebody who they know can't come back at them.
You're told to pick on somebody your own size
right.
in this circumstance.
So you're a sissy. You're a punk.
It bothers me because it goes back into my mind. When my daughter was in school, and they used to talk about what their parents did for a living, and my daughter said that I was a radio host and did a talk radio program. And invariably, what would come out of the other students? Oh, he's like Rush Limbaugh. And I'm exactly
the
opposite of Limbaugh. But it just is that's the when people think about talk radio people, Limbaugh has created wonderfully well an image of himself, and people have picked that up to be. They think that acerbic stuff is what represents all of conversation spoken word formatics on the air.
Isn't that interesting?
It
How
really
old
is.
Was she when, do you remember what
High
era?
High school, college. So it would have been.
Yeah, all right, well, that
know,
makes
teens,
sense.
Teens,
when
yeah. she was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And nobody, I mean, I don't, and Megan and I never really talked about her being bullied. Brendan was a big kid, and nobody, he was friends with everybody, so nobody ever picked on him.
Mm-hmm.
Megan was pretty quiet and to herself. So some of the boys wrote things about her. I remember, I'll never forget this, when Megan was in the ninth grade and Brendan was at the same school she was at, and he was in the sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And he and one of his friends went into the library one day and they saw something about Megan scratched on the top of a table or a desk or something. So he and his friend went into the boys' room and got something and went back and washed it off.
Aww.
That's so sweet. That
and he
beautiful.
Never told her, he told me that he'd done that, but he didn't tell her that. I did tell her. But I just, you know, that was...
That shows good parenting.
That's
what it's... Good morals, good background.
Well...
That a younger brother would do that for an older sister.
What he didn't tell you is that he originally wrote it when he was mad at her. Just started to feel bad.
But you want to know, I told Doug this yesterday. I have four daughters and one son. And I tell my daughters, if they want to go out with a boy, that boy must have a sister. I'm not kidding. Because those boys were raised with PMS. Yeah. You know, they're raised with hormonal issues. They know the deal ahead of time. They have the edge.
Yeah. So that's
how we got onto that. I don't know.
Well, but I think we're talking about what it is that makes people unpleasant and unfriendly.
Yeah.
And there are all different sizes and shapes of that. They manifest those idiomatic, almost syncretic. That's right.
That was not me.
No.
Okay.
The things that make us who we are all based on what we've grown up around. So I'm suggesting that these people who are radio hosts that have a big problem with taking on somebody their own size, if you will, they are not good at what they do. So any of you who cheer that sort of thing on, what does that say about you?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a question that
if you're
really
unhappy,
consider.
Why make somebody else unhappy?
Right. It is. We've got too much of it in the world today. Everybody thinks they're not everybody, but too many people think they'll be perceived as being better than if they get you somehow.
That's right.
Corner you, bully you, because this goes back to a conversation we were having much earlier. Those of you who are not around, you might want to listen to the hour number two of Good Day today at DougStephan.com. What happens here? It is a direct reflection of parenting. If your children are involved in that kind of stuff, that says something about you, because they're just going to mimic what they're around.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. But it can be changed. Again, I just want to... It's very important to me because I've grown up with it as a child. I've seen my children bullied. And the more I say it, the better I feel. If I can get the message across, sit down with your child, talk to your child, ask them if they're bullied, ask them if they've seen somebody else being bullied, and ask them if they are the bully. You can fix it.
Yeah.
So
the other Brendan story with Megan, she had her first boyfriend, and she was walking across the campus of the school, and he and his friend were hiding behind a tree. This is, again, he's in the sixth grade. And she walks by the tree, and he jumps out this... Megan didn't speak to him for a month after that. It's just, but kids growing up, I mean, that's fun stuff with kids growing up.
Yeah.
And isn't that the way you want your children to grow up happy and healthy and fun instead of getting into those problems with bullying? All right, 20 after the hour on Good Day.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You know what movie this song comes from, don't you, Doug?
Do I know what movie that was?
My favorite movie, one of my favorite movies of all time.
And it must have been a John, what do you call it?
John Cusack flick.
Cusack movie.
Close. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
Ah, it's been used in a lot of movies, actually. So birthday time on Good Day. Doris Day is 88. Wayne Newton is 70 today. Wayne Newton,
who's only 70?
Real name.
Like 100.
I thought so, too.
His real name is Carson Newton, but he changed it to Wayne. Born this day
to protect the innocent.
1942, Red Roses for a Blue Lady, Daddy, Don't You Walk So Fast. All those sappy.
And I once saw him in Vegas about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And he was going down the front row and basically open mouth kissing every single old woman in that front row.
Did you get yours?
And I was in the front row and I'm like inching my way back going, oh.
Did he get you? Did he get you?
No, thank goodness.
Next up for birthday consideration for this Tuesday, the 3rd of April, Billy Joe Royal, who, much to say about Billy Joe Royal. He was a more prolific writer than he was a singer. I don't know if he's still writing or not. He's 70 today, down in the boondocks. Actress Marsha Mason, I think most everybody loves. She's one of those lovable people. And there's a good conversation I had on the air one day, Richie, with her. I liked her a lot.
Yeah, she was nice.
Goodbye Girl, Cinderella Liberty, Bloomin' Love, Chapter 2. She was in Heartbreak Ridge with Eastwood. Played his wife as a nun. I think he did. All right, let's see here. Jonathan Lynn directed a lot of old TV shows. Michael Anthony Orlando Cassavetes.
Your buddy.
He brought his brother when we went to Iraq, which was, my God, that was 3 years ago, Richie, this month.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
It was still there?
Three? No. No, was it 2 years ago or 3 years?
It was in November. I remember that.
It was October or November. No, it was April. I went in April.
I thought it was around your 20th anniversary on the radio. Weren't you in Iraq for that?
No, but I think it's 3 years ago. In what year? Ed died in the summer 2 years ago, right? 2009?
And then there was
anyway, it was a while ago.
I lost my socks in November that year.
The reason I remember it is because he was at Ed's funeral, and that was the same year. No, it was 3 years ago, 2009. Anyway, this is one of the most creative guys around. Good businessman. He actually ran a record label, but he likes this part of his life best. Had a number of hits on his own, and then with a group called Dawn, Knock Three Times, Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree, Candida, had a successful 3-year run as a television host. And generally speaking, the reason I started was focusing on Cassavetes. His brother was on the trip to Iraq with us, and you don't like the music?
No. Can we just shut that off? I tried to be subtle. I wrote kill music, and he has to say it out loud.
Are you and I going to be friends?
Oh, my God. Tony, gracious.
Tony and Doug are buddies.
Can we turn it down or something?
This is bubblegum music.
Oh, you know,
everybody.
Rich. Turn that off.
Robin, you better watch out because next is Peter Lemon Jello.
No, next is Grand Funk Railroad.
Now that I wouldn't mind.
Mel Shacker.
Come on, Rich.
Bass player for Grand Funk.
Yeah.
Born this day, 61.
Turn it up, baby. Turn it up.
Whatever we do will not feature music.
Hold on. We got to end it with this, though.
Thank you, Rich. I love you.
Eddie Murphy.
Murphy won today.
Love it.
We can do Sebastian Bach, singer with Skid Row.
Oh, I like them, too.
44 today. And Jenny Garth. Jennifer, I mean...
Divorcee.
Yeah. Yeah. Kelly on Beverly Hills 90240 today.
Hey, Gary.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Grainger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbors' manufacturing businesses.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the Brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with New Find. I mean, like that. That's a, you figure that that's a compliment. New Find.
Oh.
He's a new find. Robin Marshall is here with the old find, Roberta Fessin.
You know. Aww. Now I understand what you mean by moody, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Who's moody? I'm always the same.
Oh, that's not what I heard. Well,
he's a hairdryer, hot and cold.
Listen to
I got the scoop.
Oh, really? From whom are you getting it? When I'm not here, you guys...
Fitness guru Andrea Metcalf, Dougie. Said, what kind of mood is Doug in today?
Why did she say that?
Yeah, she did.
She did. That's how yeah. it all... That's really? How the cat got out of the bag.
Yeah. And Robin was like, really? Do tell.
I don't get that.
People love to talk to me.
I don't think...
They tell me the truth. Right,
yeah,
Doug?
And you tell everybody nothing. Yeah, that's what I like about it. Very nice.
Hysterical.
Okay.
I said I have leverage.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to tell, don't worry.
is that what you call them?
Thank you. Okay, should we start over again?
Yes, but I know.
How would you stop that? Jennifer and Roberta and Robin and Richie and Doug.
Why don't you introduce Robin to everybody so they know who she is?
I'm going to escort her out of here pretty soon. She doesn't count it out. Never mind. Introduce her to everybody. Robin is a radio personality of note. That's where I would start. She comes from a radio family. She did 20 years in New York. Sounds like time in jail.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
She did 20 years.
20 years in the clink.
On a couple of really good radio stations in New York. And Roberta says, oh, that's why I recognize your voice. Good going, Roberta.
You know, I was the imaging voice, too, for that station. That's probably where you heard me.
Right.
Ah.
Now, would you give us a couple of... Let's just hear some of your... So people understand what imaging is.
CD 101.9.
Okay.
It's the bedroom voice.
Yes.
Okay, now, if you're going to do the imaging for the Doug Steffens Good Day program, how would that go?
That wasn't me. That was Roberta.
Thank you.
That was really
Doug
loud.
Steffens,
wow.
Where you'll find spiders and no coffee in the morning.
That's too personal. That doesn't help people.
Well,
I have to help people.
Okay.
No coffee.
No coffee. He had instant espresso. Who ever heard of such a thing?
That's gross.
And this little machine that I had no idea how to use, so I just boiled water and I added as much
you
as...
You know, I didn't invite you here to come bitch about the circumstances in which you were working.
I'm sorry.
I'm actually kind of impressed you have some sort of coffee machine. I would have
it's
never...
not.
Where'd you get that from?
It's not
it's
a coffee machine.
It's leftover from a previous regime.
I think he took it from a hotel.
No, somebody brought it when they came to spend a little time.
What was it?
I
didn't even know how to use it.
I don't know. They just
it's like one of those little espresso machines.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Restaurants?
It's not. I can't even tell you what it is because I don't know what it did.
We're here to serve the audience, and we're not doing a particularly good job of that right now.
I apologize.
So let's
I have something they want to know about.
Yes, I know they do. All right. So Roberta has her the job that she has. The Queen of Cheap lady, I think I'm going to go away now. You have ruined my.
You have no train of thought right now.
You know, it's very interesting. Richie will tell you that this happens about once, maybe twice a year, when I've just gone. I've just finished. I'm done. It's over.
Because you're nervous.
Whatever. No, I'm not nervous at all. But I was into something, and I realized that I went down a different road.
Distraction kill.
I can't bring it back to where I wanted to go.
You want me to leave?
No.
Robin, it's called the shiny penny syndrome. Mm.
No, what happens, Walter Cronkite taught me this. The best way to get out of a situation
they went
on
to grade
the
air school together.
That you don't...
No, you can't blame this on me. This is her now. We might sound alike, but it's her.
Oh, no.
I'm the nice one now. Just because I have leverage, I'm still nicer.
Fortunately, there are only 10 minutes left of this train wreck.
All right, back to grade school. Go ahead. What did Walter tell you?
Walter Cronkite said, when I went to the... He was together
in the nurse's office.
He presented a seminar when I was in the intercollegiate broadcasting.
Oh, I belong to that.
Yeah, I know you did.
Yeah.
So anyway, he was presenting a seminar to those of us who came in from colleges all around the country to go to this intercollegiate broadcasting thing. And he said the best way to get from a bad situation on the air to something else is a good commercial. So even though I don't have a good commercial, I got Roberta, who from the Queen of Cheap has a way for us to save some money using Vitacost.
Oh, yes, Vitacost.com. They got a program known as Mominomics. You take mom, you put economics together, and that's what you get. You get Mominomics. Because until now, grocery shoppers, as you know, had two choices. You could go to the stores with the low prices, you know, like those 99-cent stores, and you look at the products or the Walmarts, and you go, especially the organic ones. Or you got the stores with the healthy products, like the Whole Foods, but the prices are through the roof. But this website called Vitacost.com, they've got natural and organic foods, household essentials, vitamins and supplements. And the best thing is they're all up to 50% off. And this is the part that I love. Orders over $49 ship right to your door absolutely free. They ring your doorbell, ding dong, and next thing you know, here's a box of all your stuff. So you got Whole Foods
like
products at Walmart prices. That's Mominomics. The take your list of shopping goes to Vitacost.com. Take the cost out of
your ruining her
living.
Spot.
You know, this is the equivalent.
This is how you lose money.
No, this is the equivalent when Johnny Carson used to burn Ed McMahon's commercials. He'd be reading the commercials.
That's right.
And Carson
payback.
Come over and light him. So that's, I probably should have done
love
it earlier.
Vitacost loves us.
And to, yeah.
I use them.
Good for you, Roberta. Congratulations.
I would never hawk anything I don't personally
use. No, Roberta never leaves home without them.
Yep.
All right, the Queen of Cheap, other great deals you can find. And also you have, next to the Queen of Cheap box, you have Phil Empert, our supermarket guru, who has lots of information about the foods you can eat to avoid allergies. Mm-hmm. Last night we were working here, it was about, 9:30, and I started to sneeze, and I couldn't stop sneezing. And it's all about the allergies here. And so, but there are foods you can use to avoid allergies. So you and I will look it up together. Check out Phil Leppard at DougStefan.com.
Because no one knows how to keep your Buick at its best like the Buick Certified Service Experts. They'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete. But when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential? With quality ingredients? Clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one. Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands, with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
He only wanted to do his best, which got him elected to the Hall of Fame. But Jackie Robinson's best quality was his character. So here's to you, Mr. Robinson, for passing it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Hi, it's 16 before the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Robin Marshall, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. Today, we mark the end of Al-Qaeda. Everybody's
oh, yeah? How's that?
Their websites are all evidently been hacked.
Al-Qaeda.com?
You go there often, right?
I've never actually been to an Al-Qaeda website.
I go there for the coupons.
It's kind of scary, though.
The coupon.
If they did it to themselves.
Backpack, 50% off.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No,
that's,
they didn't do it to themselves. Somebody else.
It's usually them that would do something.
No, some international hacking group that apparently doesn't like them. Was able, forceful. Now, they have 9 different websites, and they took them all down yesterday.
The first worst one was Al-Qaeda book. I think that was the most devastating.
Al-Qaeda book.
Boom, we are friends.
Was that Anonymous? Did Anonymous take them down?
Anonymous is a...
How many more minutes of this do I have?
Abdullah, okay. I'm sorry to tell you I took our own website down.
Don't do the accent. You're going to get in trouble.
the website called Shukam al-Islam.
And Doug is so good at pronunciations, I've noticed.
Yeah. Shukam.
We won't go there either.
Heck, I just like them stirred.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
all right, so Shukam.com is dead.
Okay, next.
Is it Shnookum or Shukam?
Let's see if
Snooki
we can...
Snooki.com?
Shnookum, oh.
Federal agents raided a medical marijuana training school yesterday. In the San Francisco Bay Area.
Imagine how that went.
Between the Taliban?
U.S. Marshals.
Taliban!
Somebody put a muzzle on her.
That was me.
I think that's a male member of Al-Qaeda.
Taliban!
Taliban. Anyway, so we just like, let's sing. Because obviously,
that's okay.
I want to hear more about this too. No, this is Dover.
No, come on, please.
No, it is. It's
all
finished.
You said was that they were getting ready to go in, and I
they did. They went in.
Did they make it?
But my point here, my outrage, if I can feign it a little bit to make it sound like I really mean it, is that the government. I do mean this. I can't get over, can't get beyond how much money we waste in these circumstances.
Oh, because you're mad they went into the medical marijuana place.
They are trying to shut down.
Because you think we should legalize.
There are 15,000, I mean, what's funny about this, or amusing, is in the last 3 years, 15,000 students have gone to the school to learn about medical marijuana. What do you suppose they're teaching them in the classroom? I want to be a fly on the wall.
Wish I was in one of their study groups.
Most of labs are going
on
there.
Yeah, the lab, right, exactly. But so the feds, who have nothing better to do apparently, then send the DEA people in to rouse these people, and they're going to close down the university. They've been studying the university for almost 3 years, the feds, in order to get a case against them in a state where medical marijuana is legal.
It doesn't make any sense.
What in the world are we doing? And meanwhile, look at the things that are going wrong, the illegals that are coming across the border. I mean, name any. You can come up with a dozen things that are wrong that really do need attention, and yet they focus on something like this.
Silly.
More than silly.
Grab a bag full of tops.
Oh, wow.
Just watch out for the cops.
Going fast.
Far out.
There's no stems and no seeds.
Wait, does he have free reign to do that when he wants?
And you guys make a bacon double wide burger?
You deserve a spliff today. Take one coke and get blown away. And make doobies.
Far out.
And make doobies.
Yeah. You've been here for a whole morning. How much of it did you find? What was the plan?
Yeah, we all have a master plan here, can't you tell?
Master plan. All right, so, Richie, we've got about a minute left, and the final moment is directed toward AFA Foods.
Oh, yeah? Who are they?
AFA was the processor for pink slime.
Oh,
ah,
yeah.
And they declared bankruptcy yesterday.
Yep.
Bummer.
And they blamed media coverage of pink slime by some of their critics. They said they were forced to file bankruptcy given recent changes in the market for its ground beef products.
I have never seen one product and one company hit the ground so fast as they did.
Right.
It's amazing. I mean, when all the school districts, and really, they ought to be going after, what's his name, Jamie Oliver? One guy.
They should sue.
Yeah, he's the one that kind of
like
shined
the
light on it.
Hamburgers, yeah. The hamburger people are the beef people went after Oprah about 10 years ago, saying they'd lose because there's no, what? How is it what they said? If it was wrong, it'd be one thing, but it isn't wrong. So that's why they have no case.
It's amazing.
These guys have been, you know, just taking this stuff. It's horrible. Last year, 250,000 consumers, actually 3.6 million consumers bought their product, apparently. 250,000 consumers signed a petition demanding a halt to its use as school lunch meat. 10 minutes before the hour, and good day.
Grandpa!
Hey,
Gary!
What up here? Sit down on the porch.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basic. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy.
Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Another tragedy in the news, this one at a school in Oakland. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. A deadly shooting rampage at a religious school in Oakland, California, happened yesterday. Seven killed, three others wounded. Oakland's police chief, Howard Jordan, offering these words to describe what happened.
Shocking and senseless. Our hearts and prayers go out to the victims, our families, and their friends.
The shooting took place at Oikos University in Oakland. As for the alleged shooter,
the suspect, who is believed to be an Oakland resident, surrendered to officers at the Alameda Police Department in their city. He was arrested and is currently in custody at the Oakland Police Department.
The suspect, identified as 43-year-old Juan Goh, said to be a disgruntled nursing student who is accused of walking into a nursing class and opening fire. Oakland's mayor, Gene Kwan, called it a senseless mass killing and terrible tragedy.
No American mayor wants to have this situation. It seems over the last decade we've gotten used to seeing senseless mass killings like this.
And the latest developments in another high-profile tragedy. Trayvon Martin's parents now calling for an investigation of the prosecutor who did not call for George Zimmerman to be arrested. Zimmerman, the neighborhood watch commander who shot the unarmed teenager in Florida in February. Martin's parents want the Justice Department to review the actions of State Attorney Norm Wolfinger regarding what he did and did not do. Meanwhile, two voice experts asked by the Orlando Sentinel to review 911 calls made the night Trayvon Martin was killed have come to the same conclusion about who was screaming for help.
There's a huge chance that this is not Zimmerman's voice. As a matter of fact, after 28 years of doing this, I would put my reputation on the line and say this is not George Zimmerman screaming.
That's Ed Primo, an audio engineer and forensics expert. George Zimmerman had told police he was shouting for help and was wrestled to the ground by Trayvon Martin after Zimmerman confronted the teen while walking through a gated community in Sanford. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Amberin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Amberin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Amberin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-788-0028. That's 1-800-788-0028. 1-800-788-0028.
On Wall Street, the stock market starting off the second quarter of 2012 with modest gains. The Dow up 52 points yesterday to 13,264. S&P with a 10-point gain. NASDAQ up 28. Crude oil prices up more than 2% yesterday. An increase of $2.21 a barrel to $105.23. On the road to the Republican presidential nomination, three primaries to be held today in Wisconsin, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. NCAA college basketball men's championship. Kentucky over Kansas. 67-59 last night.
I'm glad it's done.
That's Kentucky coach John Calipari earning his first national title in 20 seasons as a college basketball head coach.
Now I don't have to hear the drama. I just coach now. I don't have to worry.
Coach Cal, who some consider to be insufferable. Meanwhile, several fans of the Kentucky Wildcats arrested last night after filling the streets in celebration of winning the NCAA title. Reports of at least one car being set on fire. And finally, can the court come to order, please? As we proceed with jury selection, we notice there's somebody here who shouldn't be here. His name is Jacob Clark of West Yarmouth, Massachusetts. Actually, Jacob didn't show up for jury duty, but he did receive a summons in the mail. Jacob's father says his son would have done well on a jury.
I think he's impartial. He'd be able to be objective. You know, as long as there was no jury tampering, someone that, you know, offered him an Xbox game, he would do as they asked. But besides that, he's a very impartial kid.
Yes, by now you've caught on that Jacob Clark is a youngster, all of 9 years old. Turns out someone had accidentally added a couple of decades to Jacob's birthday, which led to the jury summons being mailed to him. The mistake was corrected. Jacob can now wait a while to see if he really wants to duck out of jury duty, which he probably won't. Just listen to Jacob talk about the basics of being a member of the jury.
If you're picked, then you go up to the judge and then you say if they're guilty or not guilty.
9-year-old Jacob Clark. Oh, if it was only as simple as that. Court adjourned. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.